Robin in Norfolk says, "Hi, Naked Scientist. I am an athlete and I wanted to know where in the world is the best place to run a marathon if the course is flat, bearing in mind the rotation of the Earth and any gravitational pulls from the North or South Pole. The point is, Robin, if you're running the marathon, you're presumably in a race with lots of other people, and so therefore it is, relatively speaking, a level playing field for everybody. The difference, I would argue, though, would be the altitude. Because if you were to go up a mountain and run, if you live up a mountain and you train regularly at altitude, then your body undergoes all kinds of adaptations in order to make you tolerate that high altitude much better. For example, you make more hemoglobin, the red stuff in your blood that carries oxygen around the body. You also have muscles that are much better able to tolerate lower oxygen tension, and they make other chemicals, including one called 2,3-bisphosphoglycerate. I know this because I've been teaching medical students at the university this recently, and this goes inside red blood cells and makes them give up oxygen from their hemoglobin more readily. So if you went in a marathon with some people from Kenya, who all live and train at high altitude, which is why they always do very well in marathons all over the world, you would be competing as someone who doesn't live at that altitude. You don't have the same genetic ancestry that makes that beneficial for you, and therefore you would be at a disadvantage compared with someone who does.